Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 27, 1805. A deep, narrow channel. Due to strong winds, it is an unusually late hour before the Corps proceeds on today. They are still traveling through what is now known as the Missouri Breaks. Clark writes,
"The wind blew hard from the southwest, which detained us until about 10 o'clock, at which time we set out and proceeded on. Passed a small naked island on the larboard side, immediately above the timber in which we camped. The river is very shoaly, and the bad places are very numerous. At the mouth of every draw, the rocks, which is a hard, dark, gritty stone, is thrown out some distance in the river, which causes a considerable riffle on that side. The hills approach the river very close on either side, river narrow and no timber except some scattering pine on the hills and the hillsides. The salts, coal, burnt hills, and pumice stone continue. The hills are generally bluffs of various colored earth, most commonly black with different qualities stone intermixed. Those stones are loosened by earths washing from them into the river and ultimately rolled down into the river, which appears to be crowded with them. We camped at two dead-top trees on the larboard side. The river is generally about 200 yards wide and current very swift today, and has a very perceptible fall in all of its course. Captain William Clark, May 27, 1805.
The Missouri River in this region cuts through another preglacial stream here, creating a deep, narrow channel. The stone along the river is derived from fractured sandstone and from concretions of the Judith River formation. The campsite in present-day Fergus County, Montana, near the McGarry Bar, was chosen for the availability of wood needed for campfires. Later, wood was a concern for steamboat traffic on the river. Wood hawkers nearly denuded the riverbanks in the last century. Monday, signs of Indians moving upstream.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.